for the MMIP.
The president's wisdom established the interministerial committee against calamity. Because of the exigencies of that time, we had serious issues with the way the environment has been degraded and the water pollution levels and all that was very, very bad. The president thought that he needed to take action immediately. And this the ministerial task force was set up. At the same time, the ministry was also coming out with this document. You would agree with me that that task force could not stop working just because we were also doing something, because the thing falls within the purview principally in the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources. So some of the things that you are saying are not done under MMIP per se. They are done perhaps under the ministerial committee set up by the president. Even though we have also initiated certain steps before the MMIP could be rolled out.
You earlier mentioned the alliances will be audited.
Yes.
What time frame have you given?
It's within the 1 year framework, immediate strategic project. Within 1 year, it's got to be done.
The next phase then, within this very project, which is supposed to be rolled out in the next few weeks, will be the establishment of key indicators and baselines. And then, of course, we also want to conduct an audit of what some people call VET, some of these licenses, so that we know that they are actually doing the right thing. But we want to do that because we want to be sure whether they conformed to the regulations under the license we gave them.
In the 1 year that's supposed to be done, would they be allowed to go to the field, or you make sure that is streamlined before?
That is a big question. I was asking whether we have to leave the ban or we let them be, or whatever should be done. That must come with a lot of technical advice, but not from me alone, but from those who are actually expressing the field.
That was the acting national project coordinator of the multi-sectoral mining integrated project MMIP, Isaac Akari, in that interview with Joyce Jechi.